Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. Hey, and a very warm welcome back. Solara here. Today, I want to talk about something that might feel a little bit counterintuitive in the world of personal growth, because for such a long time, many of us have absorbed the message that change only comes by doing more practices, more healing work, more self-reflection, more tools, more meditation, more journaling, more yoga, more courses, more podcasts, more books. I'm exhausted even thinking about it. And while many of these things and modalities can be incredibly supportive, something subtle can start to happen along the way and growth can quietly become another source of pressure. So instead of feeling like you're moving forward, feeling peaceful and light and expansive, people start to feel like they're behind in some way or another. They start to feel like they're not doing enough, like they're not healing fast enough. Somehow their growth and their journey is wrong, or they feel like they're failing in some way or another. So today I want to explore the idea that sometimes in personal development, less really is more. And not because the work isn't important, because it is important, but because real change often happens when we stop trying to push, we stop trying to force it. And I want to explore this through a few different lenses in this episode today. And the first lens we're going to be looking at is the self-improvement trap. And there was definitely a time in my own journey where personal growth just became another pressure. Of course, I wanted to move my life forward. So some of it was also coming from fear of the future, fear of instability and financial security. But some of it actually became a growth pressure as well. I started absorbing all the ideas about what proper growth looks like and what a proper routine looks like. And if I didn't measure up to what I was absorbing on all these different platforms, I felt like I was failing. Because some would say, join the 5 a.m. club. Some would say, go for a 3-mile run. Some would say, follow that 60-minute meditation and then do a beautiful candlelit journaling, deep shadow work process afterwards. And somehow all of that meant to be this recipe of this deep transformation. If I'm really honest, my life at the time was already completely full. Not only the thought of having to fit all of this in exhausted me, I actually tried to fit it all in as well. And yes, I did make some traction. Yes, I did move ahead, but it came with exhaustion. It came with deep fatigue. It came with a lot of stress in my system. Because the truth was, I still had to earn a living. I still had responsibilities. I still had real life happening within and around me. So trying to squeeze in all these idealized practices into my day, it started to feel impossible, like I couldn't breathe. And because I couldn't do it in the way I believed that I was meant to do it, I started to feel like somehow I just wasn't kind of making the grade. I was failing in some way, and maybe I wasn't ever meant to achieve the success that my heart really wanted. So I had a sense of heaviness that came along with that emotionally as well. And I constantly felt like I wasn't doing personal growth properly, especially when I was comparing myself to other people, which the comparison trap is another episode in itself. But I also then started to feel like maybe I was some kind of fraud or some kind of imposter, because it felt like I was ticking off all these things on the list, but I wasn't really moving forward in the way that I wanted to move forward. And if I was moving forward, it came with so much stress and trepidation and anxiety and exhaustion that I wondered, like, was there actually any room to enjoy my life? And you hear about things like the 4-hour work week and think, well, that sounds absolutely lovely. Like, who wouldn't want a 4-hour work week? But in the real world, certainly in the real world that I was living in, there were bills to pay. There was responsibilities to meet. So instead of feeling empowered and at ease and in flow and at peace, the whole thing started to feel like just another expectation, just something else that I couldn't quite live up to. And I think of a lot of people who feel this pressure too. I work with a lot of people I know feel the pressure, but I'm sure there's more than the group that I work with. Because the personal development space, it can sometimes feel exciting, don't get me wrong, because you've got these amazing buffet of techniques. But there are so many different modalities and so many different strategies that it actually becomes quite overwhelming. You think about the whole world of meditation and all the different techniques within that alone, the world of manifestation and all the techniques in that alone, energy work, shadow work, and all the techniques within that alone, and NLP and mindset work and journaling and all the different techniques in the journaling world, and breath work and all the different types of breath work and somatic work and all the different... You might want to take a breath with me. You can kind of feel like that it's a lot, right? It's a lot. So how do you know, like, which is the right one? A lot of the time, we're just so desperate to get out of the rut that we're in and off the hamster wheel that we grab at whatever we can in the vain hope that it's going to make some kind of difference in our life. But which one will actually move our life forward? And how do you then make time for all of this when your life is already full? And that pressure alone can lead people to believe that they just need to do more, be more, have more, push more, force more. When sometimes the real invitation is to simplify. Make a commitment that whatever it is that you choose to do, you're going to bring really beautiful energy with it, and you're going to choose to do it well. Let's look at it through the lens of when healing becomes avoidance. This is another thing I see a lot in my coaching practice. And this dynamic, it can subtly appear on anyone's healing journey. And I say subtle, so you may not even know that this is what's happening or been happening. And sometimes healing becomes a form of avoidance. Of course, we don't do it intentionally. We definitely don't do it consciously, because it's a very subtle thing that goes on underneath. Like, someone might be doing the journaling every day, reading the books, listening to podcasts, taking the courses. And on the surface, it looks like they are ahead of the game, in the game, deeply committed to all of their growth. They're doing the work. But underneath that activity, now this isn't, in some cases, not all, so you'll recognize this if this is you, something else can sometimes be happening. Because those practices can also become a way of avoiding the very thing that will actually move life forward. So whilst we're over here busying away and pushing and forcing and trying to heal and learning everything and thinking that we're on the right trajectory, we miss the actual thing that is going to move our life forward. Whether that be avoiding the decision that needs to be made, whether it be avoiding uncomfortable conversations, whether it be making certain changes, changing things up in your life, canceling things, stopping things, avoiding life, avoiding the life change that feels uncertain. So instead of moving forward, a person might stay busy working on themselves and might not even be working on themselves, right? They might be busying themselves, doing everything for everybody else, avoiding that one thing that needs to be done for them. So we're not even just talking less is more in the personal growth world. This could be in every area of our life. But let's say through the lens of personal growth, you might be somebody who endlessly analyzes your patterns, who endlessly revisits childhood trauma and wounds, searching for that next insight, searching for that next nugget. And after that next insight arrives, they notice, yeah, then move forward a little bit. Something else has changed, but nothing big and nothing dramatic. Not that big and dramatic in the sense of change is a good thing in and itself, but through this lens, that can be problematic. Now, this is nothing to do with whether a person is intelligent or not, It's got nothing to do with self-awareness, because awareness in itself isn't the same as movement. This is where this whole conversation, this avoidance conversation, is something known as bypassing. Some people might know it's spiritual bypassing. And spiritual bypassing is when growth tools are used, not just growth tools, just any tools are used to move around emotions or situations instead of working through them, instead of facing what feels uncomfortable. So sometimes when we're so busy and we fill our life, we don't give ourselves the opportunity to sit with and face what actually needs to be seen in order to make the shift that we want to make. So we end up working twice as hard over here when the real issue is over there and needs to be worked through in a completely different way. But because this deeper feeling inside feels uncomfortable, they might reach for another practice, another guru, another explanation, another technique. Yeah, I think that's great, because actually we do get something from it, and it can be reassuring for a while because it creates a sense of progress. At least it feels like we're doing something, right? At least it feels like we're moving in some positive direction. But real growth often asks for something way more simpler, and your nervous system is going to absolutely love this. Something simpler, something more honest, something more aligned. It doesn't have to be dramatic. It doesn't have to be this big display and these reels showing all the sage burning and crystal healing work. They're great. I'm definitely not knocking it. It's more to illustrate a point that sometimes we go over the top in one direction and we don't need to be as dramatic in order to move forward. So if we are talking about that conversation that needs to be had, I know it can feel like conflict and that can feel really uncomfortable. So it's much easier to avoid it, right? That change that needs to begin. Again, I know it can feel uncomfortable, but it's easier to avoid it, right? Not always. Actually, sometimes the easiest route is moving through the discomfort rather than avoiding it. And sometimes the most powerful step in healing isn't another practice. Sometimes it is living differently in the smaller moments throughout your day. What do I mean by that? I had a client ask me, Solara, if I wanted to regulate my nervous system, what one insight do you feel isn't spoken about enough? And I would say it's the micro moments of our day. So it's not necessarily the breath work, the meditation, the yoga, although I love all of that stuff. It's how we move through our day, whether it's getting up from our desk and going to get a cup of tea or coffee. Is it there? Is it stressed? Is it movement? Is it fast? Is it stirring the tea, or is it slow movement? Is it being present? Is it moving into the kitchen in a relaxed state and enjoying the time taken to make the cup of tea? Is it rushing from one appointment to the next and just quickly grabbing that sandwich and shoving it down? It's those moments that are going to determine how you move forward in your life. Whereas if you make a bit of extra time and sit down and enjoy that sandwich, you are choosing a different path. You're choosing a different timeline. You're choosing differently. Your nervous system then responds in a completely different way. Because when we move through things very fast and we're trying to cram so many things in and we move, the nervous system is under a huge amount of stress and then becomes dysregulated. So we can use things like getting up and making the cup of tea or making the sandwich or whatever it is it might be. You can personalize this depending on your life. It's those moments that are much more impactful than squeezing and fitting in a journaling practice on top of a yoga practice after a 10-mile run whilst listening to a podcast. Nervous system regulation, I can't tell you how important it is. So a lot of the time, it's the energy that we are living with and through, which is much more impactful than the things that we actually do. So now let's look at this through the lens of the insight alone isn't change. So yeah, you might have some insight from listening to today's episode. And great, that's exactly why I'm here. And that's exactly what I want for you. But then I've also noticed that how much emphasis gets placed on the breakthrough moment that realization that you're having in listening to this, that aha moment, the moments where suddenly something clicks and something about yourself or the way you're living your life that you couldn't see before, that's amazing. That's great. These moments are very, very powerful. It can feel like a veil has been lifted. But just because you see something clearly, it does not mean that anything has actually changed. It's what you do with this wisdom and this insight, which will determine where you go. Yes, your insight is your awareness. Change comes afterwards. It's what you do with it. It happens in those smaller, quieter moments of everyday life. The way that you speak to yourself when something goes wrong, when you respond to something or somebody that triggers you, the way you hold a boundary when it feels uncomfortable. I feel like I'm repeating myself a little bit in this episode, but I think sometimes it's good to hear it through these different lenses. It's the way that you take care of yourself instead of abandoning yourself. So instead of putting everyone else's needs first, saying yes to everything and leaving little or no time for yourself, it's those moments that are way more important than squeezing in the jog, the journaling, the next practice, the 12-mile hike, the incense burning, whatever it might be. It's these moments, they might look small on the surface, but they are actually where real sustainable calibration begins. Your nervous system is actually learning to respond differently to life in real time, where it's more meaningful and more impactful. There's often a period of time where your insight has arrived. So let's just say you're having an insight now on this episode, but your body is still wired to respond in the old way. And that's where you're going to need to become an active participant in your life and work the information that you've been given. So allowing your system to recalibrate itself by not only having the awarenesses, heeding them and making the change to integrate what has been seen. And this doesn't have to be like this big, massive, dramatic thing either. It's through those small micro choices that you make throughout your day. And you'll have so many opportunities. You might find yourself all hunched and tense and typing away and on your phone and trying to reply to messages and running here and running there. Choose one moment where you're going to start to inject a completely different energy in those parts of your life and almost make them a bit like a ritual. I had a lovely call with some beautiful ladies today. So Ruth and Amy, if you're listening, thank you so much. We have this monthly call. It's called the High Value Women Club call. We don't call it a club, but may as well now. And we've had so many insightful moments on that. I may share some of those on the next episode because I actually think that they would be very useful. So if this is resonating with you, it'd be very useful. In fact, I would love to invite the ladies on at some point and redo the whole conversation we had today, because it's quite an eye-opener when you realize actually it's how you're showing up in those micro moments of your everyday activity, which will actually move you forward much faster than trying to squeeze all this other stuff in. So eventually, when you start to show up differently in these micro moments, you respond differently to situations that maybe used to trigger you. So you are now going to be able to be the change that you want to see in your life. Now, this brings me on to our next lens that we're going to look at this through. And this is your nervous system just does not need any more input. Choose your lane. Choose one or two things that you're going to do and you're going to do them really, really well. It doesn't have to be these big, massive things and these big displays. We're also living in a time where there is so much more information available than ever before. And on one hand, that is amazing. But on the other hand, it can also be quite discombobulating, especially when there's advice and information and you should do this and you're going to want to do this and you need to hear this type of information. It's everywhere. And there's always another expert telling you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it differently to that expert that told you how to do it one way before. And while this information, yeah, it's definitely helpful and I get a lot from it, it's going to be up to you to be discerning and not feel like you have to take it all on and be everything and do everything, because it can also create a huge amount of noise. Too many opinions, too many voices, too many should lists, too many strategies. Sometimes what the nervous system actually needs, it definitely is not more input. It's less input, less noise, less pressure, less trying to optimize, less trying to heal. Because sometimes the healing actually begins when your system finally gets the message that it's safe to slow down, and you are an active participant in giving your system that message by how you show up. And just another example actually that's coming into my head is I used to be so busy squeezing everything in all the time, even going to the toilet, I would be as quick as I could. Now that can't be good on my body long term, right? Bit of a strange example, but I know many of us can relate to that. All these moments, just pushing and stretching and forcing ourselves to get everything done, actually wearing it as a badge of honor as well, by the way. So I'm here to tell you, you definitely do not need another technique. You don't need to constantly search for the next answer, and that it's okay to allow what you have already learned to settle into your system. Because real change, it doesn't come from endlessly adding more. It comes from creating enough space for the shifts that are already happening to take root. Let me know how this has landed for you. If it's resonated with you, I would love for you to rate my podcast. I was blown away actually when I went on Apple Podcasts the other day. I had to change a setting to see that people had rated the show. I was like, oh my goodness, actually taking your time to do that means an awful lot to me. So if you're listening to this on Apple and you've left a review, thank you so much. Those of you who haven't yet, I would ask if that would be something you wouldn't mind doing for me. I'd really appreciate it. It also helps to reach more people as well. And also, if this episode has resonated with you, or you know somebody else that might need the information, if you'd like to share that with them too. I think sometimes we just hear one thing and it can completely change the trajectory of our life. Of course, as always, if you'd like to go deeper into this work, you can explore my coaching and just contact me via the link in the show notes. And you can also download my free energetic reset guide. And this will give you tips and tools on how to reset your nervous system. For now, thank you again for being with me. I absolutely love sharing this wisdom. My intention is to give you information and wisdom that can help you actually enjoy your life. Because if you're not enjoying your life, then what is the point in all of this? Thanks again for being here. It's been absolutely beautiful, and I look forward to being back with you super soon. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.